They react continuously to the forms that arise. And now the way out is so simple. It is so simple. And that's the reason why so few people got it. They tried the surrendered state of consciousness. It's here. You don't need time to surrender to the now. But if you do need time, which means also you need more suffering, it's there for you. Because the universe will allow you more time and more suffering. I'm not quite ready yet to surrender. A little bit more time, please. Okay, please, as much as you like. Infinite, vast stretches of time and suffering. Or you see it, and this is an insult also to some spiritual seekers who are strongly identified with the thought movement that you need time for liberation. And perhaps you've already invested 30 years in that. Great, it got you to this moment. And suddenly you hear, yes, but it doesn't agree with the teaching that I believe in that says you need many lifetimes. Perhaps this is true. I'm not denying that you may need lifetimes or plenty of time, but you need it until you realize that you don't need time anymore. You needed time to get to that point of realization. And for many of you, that realization is now. You needed time to hear it. Otherwise, you would have heard it a long time ago. So you hear it, and even if it's not yet operating in your life, you have heard it. And perhaps you need just a little bit more suffering for you to finally say, oh, I say yes to what is, unconditionally embrace this, the form of this moment, the limitation of this moment. Or you've had enough suffering. Humanity as a whole has had so much suffering, all, of course, produced through the egoic condition. If you are trapped in a false sense of self, you are going to create suffering for yourself and others. And so humanity has been suffering, so much suffering. You look at human history. You weep when you go beyond the words that you read, when you see what humans did to other humans throughout history. What for? Well, it is the dysfunction of the egoic condition. And so, humans have suffered so much that there is a readiness now in many human beings to embrace this truth. And many human beings are coming to the end of suffering, which means to the end of time. Psychological time is no longer important. Clock time still works okay. Tomorrow at 8 o'clock, I'm going to see you, whatever. That works. But when I say coming to the end of time is the end of the psychological need for future. So as you enter the surrendered state, the present moment, the now, becomes primary in your life.